Track 8. Now we come to letters to the editor. There are three letters, and we will read two of them. The third is more general than local. And the first letter is from Eloise Rokoloff, Chair of Newton Abbott and District Civic Society. A developer wants to convert Bradley Lane Mills into a vibrant neighbourhood worthy of Newton Abbott. So why is the council set on demolition that would leave the town with nothing but another contaminated hole? The newspaper coverage over the last couple of weeks has been dramatic, to say the least. From the highly sensationalist "Don't play here, you might die," followed by an article highlighting the local authority's urgency around spending unallocated public funds in a hurry, the vision of transforming the site for homes and employment has yet to again obscured from the public view in determination to demolish. The 30th of July full council meeting was awash with this urgency, hearing dramatic statements about the cost of security and the importance of getting on with it. What was not mentioned was that Teignbridge District Council, having purchased the site in 2010, evicted all their commercial tenants between 2019 and 2022, therefore losing 5 years of income whilst gambling on an easy, swift planning process. This did not go to plan. Statutory and public responses to the 2022 planning application advised the developers to go back to the drawing board and retain some of the historic structures. There was also the complication of necessary works to the River Lemon by the Environment Agency and the embattled nutrient neutrality rules, all of which delayed the process. The developers were given no less than 4 extensions of time, but their contract expired before they had brought a redesign plan to the table. This and the fact another developer was waiting in the wings were not even mentioned at the full council meeting. It took a member of the public to shout the information out from the public gallery in frustration. The chair then noted that several more people wanted to speak, but in the melee she went to the council's portfolio holder instead for his summing up, and then the vote. This and the confusion around 2 different motions were just part of a chaotic meeting on the 30th of July, which has triggered formal complaints to the council and brought the procedures of the meeting into question. If the offer from the new developer had been properly presented to the meeting, councillors would have known they had a choice. This developer is keen to work with the existing buildings to create an attractive neighbourhood of housing, cafes and workspace along the lines outlined by Save Britain's Heritage in their alternative vision commissioned from architect Jonathan Dransfield. It would be vibrant and distinctively Newton Abbott, in sharp contrast to Lovell's abandoned proposal for a soulless Anywheresville development. We as a heritage charity have been asked by several different people and organisations over the last 3 years how they might be able to use the site. From film prop companies to successful local charities and previous tenants who did not want to leave the site is still fit for commercial use and many of the historic buildings could be converted and new homes added with the right approach and backing. This will leave a proud and lasting legacy to the town, one that will reflect the greatest contribution of its predecessors, the Vicaries. Somehow, only the bulldoze approach continues to plague Newton Abbott by those in a decision-making capacity and repeatedly missing the true spirit and potential of this 800-year-old market town. It is not for the first time we are being urged to follow the money, nor will it be the last. But a healthy town is one that has a civic pride, can embrace the old with the new, and maintain its unique identity. Vicary Mills are the last great set of historic buildings the town has, and are a benchmark for how we treat our history whilst adapting to future needs.
Brian Wright of Tynmouth suggests that you rename Mr. Heath's environment column Evangelical Rant. A few weeks ago, he was having a go at Muslims, and now he's saying that pagans, wonderful archaic word, are the cause of all the problems in modern Britain. Mr. Heath may be aware that in the 2021 census, 48.7% of the population of South Tynmouth said no religion, and 42.2% said Christian. Quite a lot of us, pagans or humanists, as I prefer to call us, are not intrinsically wicked. We just feel that the scientific explanation for the origins of life in the universe, an event nearly 14 billion years ago, stars created and destroyed, space dust, evolution, etc., is more valid and explanatory than the biblical version of 6,500-year-old universe with the Earth at the centre. We feel that we have just one short life, and that is it. We have to make the best of it, for ourselves, for everybody, and for the whole planet, animate and non-animate. In the God-centred version, in this short life, we are judged on our every action, no matter how insignificant, and then punished, either by going to hell, or having to sing the praises of the Creator in the heavenly choir for eternity. Hang on, didn't we sing that one 10,000 years ago? The tide of the sea of faith is going out, Mr. Heath. Stick to environmental issues. Brian Wright of Tynmouth.